然后请各位翻开旧约诗篇第九十一篇。
I'd like you to open the Old Testament Psalm number 91.
请各位翻开诗篇第九十一篇。
Psalm 91.
我用中文念出来，请各位仔细地听，跟着我念的读主的话。
It will be read only in Chinese and you'll follow suit.
住在至高者隐蔽处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要认到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫，他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。他的城市是大小的藤牌，你必不怕黑夜的惊吓，或是不热飞的飞剑，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间迷人的毒病。虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不临近你。你为亲眼观看见恶人遭报，耶和华是我的避难所。你已将至高者当你的居所，祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切道路上保护你。他要用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。你要踩在狮子和灰蛇的身上，见到少壮狮子和大蛇。神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。他若求告我，我就应应他，他在艰难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他珍贵，我要使他坐享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。诗篇的九十一篇没有告诉我们作者是谁。
In Psalm number 91, it's not told to us that who is the author.
但是按照旧约圣经的学者的常理，若是这篇诗篇的作者的名字不写，大概是根据前面的这篇诗篇的作者，那个就是他的作者。
But according to the rule of thumbs of the Old Testament scholar, if a psalm is not given the author, then the author is probably the author of the preceding psalm.
所以诗篇九十篇是摩西的诗篇。九十一篇大概也是摩西写的。
So Psalm number 90, the author is Moses. So most probably Psalm 91 is written by Moses too.
不但如此，而且两篇诗篇开头的话非常接近。所以研究旧约圣经人说，可能这篇诗篇就是摩西写的。
And moreover, the opening verses for these two psalms are quite similar. So people say that probably Moses is the author.
还有人讲，因为诗篇九十一篇里面所讲的那些灾害。正是好像以色列人在旷野所经历的，所以这篇诗篇大概是摩西写的。
And there are people who say that the sufferings that's mentioned in Psalm number 91 is similar to the sufferings that the Israelites have undergone in the Egypt.
若是我们看两篇的内容来看，也是非常接近，因为头一篇就是一篇讲到我们人在世界上的日子是何等的短促。
And even if we see the contents of these two psalms, we can see that Psalm number 90 talk about the shortness of man's life on the earth.
诗篇的九十一篇是讲到我们人生在地上有很多的灾难。
And Psalm number 91 talk about the sufferings that we have on this earth.
好像在第三节里讲，要救我们脱离捕鸟人的网罗，那是人为的灾害。
For instance, in Psalm number 91, verse 3, it says, Surely he will save you from the fowler's net, which points to the sufferings we have in our life.
第三节和在这个第另外一节是讲到很多的疾病的事，特别是第六节，这两节里面讲到我们有疾病的灾害。
And even in verse number 3 and 6, talk about the pestilence that we are and we are go through.
这些疾病是毒病，好像现在人害怕 cancer.
And this sickness is just like what we fear today, the cancer.
现在啊，人更怕 AIDS.
And even today, people are fear of AIDS.
连那个护士，连那个医生都害怕。
Even the nurses, even the doctors are scared of it.
如是你们看他们最近的报告，有很多的护士就是派到那个病房里，他不粘住，他直接走了。
You can even see the latest report will say that the nurses, when they are assigned to a certain room, they refuse to work there.
如是在第五节里面给我们看见，不怕黑暗的金河，不热飞的剑，那是环境给我们的灾难。
And verse number five, it says that you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, that point to our environmental or surrounding sufferings.
尤其是在美国。
Especially in the America.
你好好的开车，你不撞人，人家撞你。
Even if you were to drive very carefully, if you won't knock to anybody, people will knock at you.
两个月以前，我同我的内人有了一个很大的车祸。
And 2 months ago, myself and my wife make an accident.
哈哈。这个车祸厉害的了，我整个的一半车子完全坏掉。
It was a very severe accident. Even my car was destroyed.
是一个 VW 的 Rabbit.
It was a VW Rabbit, a small car.
以后再不要买。
Don't buy that car.
哇，这个经不起撞一撞，整个半个车子完全坏掉。
It meant the accident and the whole car was destroyed.
喝得了，好像那个声音来那个砰一下，好像什么人把一个炸弹丢在我们车子里一样的。
And when it bombed into me, the sound as if it was a bomb.
不但如此，而且第十节里告诉我们说是自然的灾害，不但是环境，是自然的灾害。
And only verse 10 also tells us that the disaster that come from nature also will befall us.
在美国从前的时候，好像是真是一个乐园一样，样样都好得很。
America in the past it was like a paradise.
现在是天灾人祸，样样都有。
But now it is suffering from all sorts of disasters.
幸亏你们是住在 New York， 不是住在 California.
It's good that you stay in New York, not in California.
California 今年可是苦透了。
And California has sort of great sufferings.
30几万美金的房子，这个几分钟的时间就不见了。
And for 300,000 American dollars houses in a few minutes, you'll be demolished.
老师，你看第十三节的话，那是讲到撒旦在我们受阻的路上给我们的灾害。
And even in verse number 30, it says Satan in the way that we tread, he will give suffering to us.
这一位作者在这里给我们看见，我们人生有多少遭你患难的机会。
The author enables us to see that in our life there are so many chances.That we can meet with suffering.
尤其是我们中国人住在这里，我们称它是无根的一代。
Especially the Chinese living in North America, we are the one without root.
我们没有安全。
There's no security.
我们不晓得应该怎么处理我们自己。
We do not know how to deal with our own selves.
如是我们要看到前面那个 tomorrow 明天的那一个 uncertainty 那个不晓得怎么样的时候，没有一个人的心里面不是心惊肉跳。
If we were to see the elements uncertainty of tomorrow, everybody tremble in his own heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信这篇诗篇不但是当时的犹太人要来拿来在神面前祷告和赞美来帮助他，我相信这篇诗篇也能帮助我们。
But dear brothers and sisters, I believe that this is a psalm not only the Jews were used at that time to comfort themselves, even we today will use this psalm.
我们的题目说是建造在磐石上。
And our theme is to build on the rock.
若是我们的信仰同我们日常的生活没有关系的话，我们大可不必有这个信仰。
If there's no relationship within our faith and our daily lifeThen we can do away with this faith.
若是信仰在我们生活中不能实行的话，这个信仰不值钱。
If our faith cannot be practiced in our life, this faith is meaningless.
这个信仰若是不影响我们整个的生活的话，这个信仰也不值钱。
And if this faith is not going to affect our whole life, then this faith also is meaningless.
但这位作者在他的经验里面却给我们一个非常要紧的信息。
And this author also gave a very good warning through his own experience.
巴不得就说这句话，让你让我们的信仰正是建立在磐石。
Let us to this verse that's given to us that our faith can be built upon the rock.
这节圣经就是诗篇九十一篇的第一节。
That is Psalm number 91, verse number 1.
那我相信我们这里很多查经班的领袖。
I truly believe that many of these leaders coming from Bible study groups.
当你们要查考一张圣经的时候，最大的难处就把它主要的这节圣经找出来。
Before you study a passage from the Bible, the most important thing is find the theme of this passage.
若是这个 central idea or 这个叫 thought unit 啊，若是你找不到的话呢，你就这张就不晓得讲什么。
If thought unit or a central idea of this passage, if you're not found it, then you cannot understand this passage.
诗篇九十一篇第一节是这一篇的最重要的一句话。
And Psalm 91 verse number 1 is the central message of this passage.
这句话你可以把全个一篇把它 open up， 就能够把它开开。
Because you can open up the whole passage from this key verse.
我们大家一起再念一次好吧。
Shall we read once again?
让我们记得主的话。
Then we can remember God's words.
我们一起念，英文、中文一起念。
Read together, whether in Chinese or English.
请来。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High
will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. 这里告诉我们说，若是我们住在至高者荫蔽处的，就是住在全能者的荫下，他的 shadow， 住在他的荫下。
Here it tells that he who dwells in the who dwells in the shadow of the Almighty will also rest in his shadow.
什么意思呢？住在他的荫下。
What is the meaning to be dwelling in his shadow?
就是得着他的保护。
That is to get his protection.
我们知道我们的神他有一个特色。
We know our God has a uniqueness.
他喜欢给我们。
That he wants to give to us.
啊，你向他祷告，他就给你。
That when you pray to him, he'll give to you.
他还有一个特色。
And that's the uniqueness.
他保护属于他自己的人。
That he protects all his children.
在这篇诗篇里面，他用几个东西来象征他的保护。
And here also there are a few things that he mentioned as to symbolize his protection.
虽然有怎么样的灾害，怎么多的灾害。
Even though you got to go through so many sufferings.
但他说他要保护我们。
But then he said he'll protect you.
他怎么保护我们呢？
How did he protect us?
第一，他是讲到他是我们的避难所和山寨。
And first he mentioned he's our refuge and also our fortress.
这是什么意思啊？
What's the meaning of this?
若是你动我 right in there, 这个这就是在这个患难之间的话。
If you are right in the middle of this suffering,
那么他是什么呢？他是我们的避难所和山寨。
Then he is our refuge and also is our fortress.
所以你可以看得出他的保护是怎么样的。
So you can see how what's our protection he offer.
这个作者非常好的描写这件事情。
This author has such a good description of his protection.
他是我们的避难所。
He is our refuge.
他是我们的山寨。
He is our fortress.
所以我们在这个患难中的时候，就是他是怎么样？因为我们在患难中的时候，他就是怎么？因为
So right in the midst of whatever difficulty, then he is that.
第二样，他告诉我们他怎么保护我们。
And what the protection? Secondly,
他说他用他的翅膀来遮蔽我们。
He said he uses wing to protect us.
他用他的信实好像藤牌那样的护庇我们。
That is faithfulness, just a shield to shield us.
这是讲到患难要临到我们的时候，他是怎么样的？因为
That is to say that at a time when suffering is coming to us, what sort of man he is.
这个避难所和山寨就是在患难中间的时候。
And this refuge and this fortress is right in the middle of suffering.
若是我们在患难，我们在避难所是在山寨中间的时候，在患难中间我们不惧怕。
If we are in the refuge, if we are in the fortress, in the midst of suffering, we are not scared.
但若是患难要临到我们的时候
，But at the time when the sufferings are forthcoming,
它好像是个小鸟一老鸟一样的，把小鸟维护在它的翅膀底下的时候，哇，我们就得是最安全的。
It is like the mother hen that protects the chicks under the wing.
不但如此，第三样。
And thirdly,
当我们经过患难的时候
at a time when we go through suffering,
他说他要打发他的使者来托住我们。
He said he will send his angels to protect us and lift us up.
So, 这是最好的一件事。
So this is the most wonderful thing indeed.
不但是我们在患难中间他保护我们。
Not only that when,
不但是在患难来的时候他保护我们。现在就是我们经过患难的时候他也保护我们。
Not only that in the midst of suffering, even when suffering is coming, also at a time when we're going through the suffering, he is with us.
他说他要用太强大的使者来托住我们。
Because he said he will send the angels to lift us up.
哇，我相信你们，我是这个一生为主做正道，我也不晓得听了多少人讲比方，也不晓得看了多少这些关于比方的事。有一个我非常喜欢。
I wouldn't know how many parables I've heard and I've read, but this one parable I like most.
说有一个信徒，他梦中的时候梦见上帝与他同行。
Saying that a Christian in his dream he dreamed that God walked with him.
我想这个梦是最甜蜜的梦啊。
I think this dream is the most sweet dream.
我相信我们每一个人做好多梦。
We have many dreams.
那你们念心理学的人常常用梦来 interpret 你的 personality.
And those who study psychology will interpret your personality with the dreams that you have.
若是我们每一个基督徒都像那个基督一样梦见神与我们同行的话，连那个心理学家都不晓得怎么分析你。
If every Christian were to have this dream of God walking with you, I wouldn't know how the psychologist would interpret this dream.
他梦见什么呢？神怎么样与他同行呢？在海滩上与他同行。
He dreamt that God was walking together with him at the seashore.
所以在那个海滩的沙上面呢，有两堆脚印，怎么一起走？
So right at the beach, there are two pairs of steps walking side by side.
真好啊，好不好
It's so sweet and wonderful.
但忽然就风浪来了。
But later on, there was a storm that came.
哇，这个水也冲上来了。
And also the wave that came.
他发现了，变了一堆脚印了。
Then he found that there's only one pair left.
他就说，上帝啊，你难道就在患难的时候把我丢掉了？
Then he was saying, God, why is that you leave me right in the middle of suffering?
那前面风平浪静的时候，你同我一同走的。
When there was no storm, you walked together with me.
现在患难来了，好像你把我丢掉了。
But now when the suffering comes, you leave me alone.
有没有我们信徒有没有这样的经验？
Do we have this experience or not?
到患难来就好像上帝把我们丢掉了一样，是不是？
At the time of suffering, we feel as if God has left us alone.
上帝说不是的。
God said no.
是我把你 carry through, 把你抱过去的。
But rather, I was carrying you through.
所以这有一对脚印，看见没有
？That's why there was only one pair of footprints.
懂不懂啊？
Do you understand or not?
所以不是两对就已经把你抱起来了。
So not two pairs, but rather God carry you through.
不要讲别的，就是那个抱子我都就够了。
Even just to carry is sufficient.
不晓得多少年以前我被人家抱过。
And I know that many years ago I was being carried.
我的神还是一样的抱我。
Even my God will carry me through.
虽然我已经六十多岁了。
Even though I'm 60 odd years old.
在患难里说我实在走不过来啊。
But in suffering I cannot walk alone.
弟兄姊妹，一点不是假的。
But real brothers and sisters, it's true.
在我们的属灵的经验中。
In our spiritual experience.
在我们的生活的经历里面。
In our daily life experience.
有多少的难处临到我的时候，我实在觉得好像我过不去了。
When so many problems come to me, as if I cannot solve it.
我所有内在的力量都已经完全用尽了。
And all the inner strength has been exhausted.
好像这条路没有法子再可以走得通了。
As if there's no more way to go.
好像这是个 dead end.
As if there's a dead end.
但感谢上帝啊。
But praise the Lord.
这七十年来服侍他的生命里面。
For these 10 odd of as couple of decades.
我真是想到了在患难最厉害的时候，他就帮我抱过去了。
I experienced at a time when in most difficulties, God carried me through.
但这位就是告诉我们，那个保护我们、帮我们抱过去、遮盖我们、帮我们完全像一个避难所那样的把我们包围起来，这位是谁呢？
Who is the one that protect me at in the midst of the difficulties and like a refuge to me?
他是怎么样的一位呢
？Who is he then?
圣经说他是至高者。
The Bible says that he is the Almighty.
他是全能者。
He is the All Powerful.
The Most Highest.
He is the Most High.
至高者。
He is the Most High. I'm sorry.
他是全能者。
He is the All Powerful.
是这样一位。
He is such a perfect God.
至高者是什么？
Who is the Almighty?
在整个宇宙中间，他是一个管理行政最高的一位。
That in the whole universe, he is the one who administers everything.
若是他这样一位，他做我的避难所。
If that one becomes my fortress.
他这样一位用翎毛来遮盖我。
If that one also shield me with a feather.
这样一位，他要把我抱过去。
He is the one that carry me through.
我请问你。
I want to ask you.
有什么事他不能安排？
Is there anything that he cannot solve?
因为他是个至高者。
Because the Most High.
你说还有哪一件事他不能安排的
？Is there anything that he cannot solve?
若是他是一个全能者
，If he is the Almighty.
我请问你有哪一个问题他不能解决
？Is there any problem that he cannot solve?
若是他是全能的
，He is the Almighty.
Amen, but amen. 那只有几个人，有的人大概刚刚吃饱了饭要睡觉了。那若是你想想，我保护我们的这位是至高者，保护我们的是位全能者，有哪一件事他不能为我们安排？
If 有
哪一个问题他不能给我们解决
？If the one that protect us the Most High, also is the Almighty, is there any problem that he cannot solve? Anything that he cannot deal?
你们想想看，以色列人出埃及。
Just think about Israel when they go out of Egypt.
刚刚出来
they just came out.
走到了红海边界
and came to the Red Sea.
不是他们自己要走的
not that they want to go through.
神把他们带到哪边
的 God arranged that.
哪晓得就在那一刻钟，后面的追兵来了
and right at that moment, the soldier came.
哎呀，前面有海
that is seen from
两边有高山
and two sides there are mountains.
后面有埃及的兵
and at the back there are Egypt's army.
这个是四面楚国
we can say that all faces are faced with enemies.
你懂我 enemies. 我哪条路走
Which way to go then?
像我们上海人说这一条路叫死路一条。
Even the Shanghainese will say that this is the dead way.
在美国嘛是这个样子。
And Americans say blank point.
在日本嘛这个样子。
And even the
在我们香港、台湾这个样子。没有路可走了。
There's no way.
是不是呢？在这样的情况怎么办？
What to do then?
若是你仔细去看圣经呢
？If you were to read the Bible carefully,
是同样的这一章啊。
The same Bible.
出埃及记第十四章啊。
And also,
Exodus 40.
At a time when this murmur is coming from the Israelites.
为什么要把我们带出来
？Why bringing us out？
难道我们在埃及没有葬身的地方吗
？Do we don't have a better ground in Egypt？
哦，这些以色列人正想回去啊。
And this Israelite want to go back.
但是神的仆人摩西说不要，站住 ，stand。
But God's servants, Moses said, "No, you stand here still."
我们人遇见困难，总有什么呢？
At a time when we face problem, what do we do as a human being?
总喜欢退下去的。
When they retreat.
啊，有好多弟兄啊，追不到姊妹就是这个毛病啊。
There are many brothers and sisters they cannot get the girl that they want. That's a problem.
一见困难就跑掉了。
Because when they face problem, they retreat.
就有这真有这么一件事，不是假的。
This is a fact.
在我们西雅图有一个弟兄。
And we have a brother.
年纪已经相当了，但没有结婚。
Right, he's quite an age, but he has not married yet.
沈师母呢，真喜欢做这个好事。
And he like to do this thing.
No, my wife. to mix up.
My wife likes this type of thing.
啊，他就介绍一个姊妹从台湾到美国来。
And she tried to introduce a lady from Taiwan to this place.
两个人讲得很好啊。
And they can talk well.
忽然要 serious 了，他就不见面了，就不来了。
But at a time of seriousness, then this man disappeared.
哇呀，这个姊妹从台湾来的。
But this the lady came all the way from Taiwan.
她就突然要流眼泪了。
And she liked to cry then.
所以我就把那个弟兄抓来。
So I found that brother.
你说为什么？
Why?
因为他从前被一个姊妹丢掉过的。
Because in the past he has been he has been jilted by a lady.
啊，那么他有这样一个心理在哪里？他怕到某某了地，说这个姊妹要把他丢掉。
And that had a psychological effect on him. He was afraid that this girl might jilt him too.
你们姊妹们千万不要把弟兄丢掉啊！
Sister, don't jilt any boy.
哎呀，害死人的！哎呀，所以某了地说怎么样呢？
So what to do then?
我把他叫来，我从来没那么骂过人的。那一天，我好好的骂了他一个小时。
And that night, I scolded him for one solid hour.
骂完了以后，他说：“好好好，我就跟他结婚。”
After that, he said, "I'll marry her."
为什么呢？
Why?
他害怕。
Because he was scared.
所以他就逃了。
That's why he retreated.
很多是这样子的。
Many people are like.
生的儿女中有多少说，你就困难就走了。
The children of God, many times when they face difficulties, we run away.
有些做传道。
And you want to be preachers?
还没有传到，你就困难就走掉。
Before you preach, you face difficulty and you run away.
在神的家里有多少逃兵呢？
Yes, in the house of God, there are so many runaways.
以色列人就是这个样子的。
Even the Israelites.
但神的仆人不是这样。
But the servant of God is not so.
有困难来的时候，
when they face difficulty,
站住。
You stand still.
你安静地站住。
Stand still silently.
你看上帝怎么样跟你做。
You want to see how God deal with it?
那上帝怎么说？
And how did God say?
你们记得不记得上帝怎么说？
Do you remember?
说上帝对摩西说：“你为什么祷告？你只管往前走啊。”
And God said, "Why is that you pray? You just proceed."
我若是摩西的话，我要问上帝，上帝啊，你有没有搞错啊？
And if I am Moses, I ask you, God, are you mistaken or not?
前面是个海，往前走。
It's a red sea. How can I walk? Proceed.
啊，神说你往前走啊。
But God said, no, you proceed.
为什么还要祷告？
Why to pray then?
所以有的时候你们不要祷告太多啊。
So many times don't pray too much.
啊，神说不要祷告了嘛。
God said, no need to pray anymore.
为什么你不往前走呢？
Why don't proceed then?
三个不同的态度来对付你这个困难。
There are three attitudes when you face difficulties.
我们人喜欢退，你一困难就退了。
Sometimes run away.
但神的仆人有信心，他站住。
But the servant of God, he stands still.
但是上帝看见的站住还不够。
But God say that standing still is not enough.
他要往前走。
You have to proceed.
他们走了没啊？
Has they moved?
走了没啊？死掉了没啊？哈哈哈哈！这个一踩下去怎么样？水就分开。
When they step,
当他的杖一起去，水就分开。
When they step right into the water, and when the star was raised, the sea was opened.
这是何等好的一个挑战啊！
That was a good challenge.
但我们，你可以从这里可以学多少功课啊！
So many lessons that you can learn from this.
摩西怎么说的呢？
But then Moses.
神的话怎么对以色列人讲的呢？
How the word of God was spoken to them?
你们不要害怕。
Don't be afraid.
你们今天你一见的敌人呢，埃及人呢，要以后永远不再看见。
That enemy that you see today, you will never see them forever.
我在这里学了一个功课。
And here I learned a lesson.
是在人看见是个红海。
To man is a red sea.
是个困难。
It's a difficulty.
但你晓得神怎么做的？
But what did God do?
因为他是至高者。
Because the Most High.
他是管理一切的。
He's the one who controls all things.
他是安排一切的。
He's the one who arranges all things.
他安排一个难处来解决一个更大的难处。
He arranged a difficulty in order to solve a greater difficulty.
从那个时候起，再不看见埃及人。
From then on, they never see the Egyptians anymore.
好不好？好不好？
Isn't that good?
若是你是以色列人，怕不怕埃及人？
If you're Israelite, are you afraid of Egyptians or not?
怕得不得了。
Yes, you're afraid.
他们有兵器，什么都有啊。
Because they have all the weapons.
但是神说，你要在这个经历以后，这个难处以后，你永远不再看见这个埃及人。
But God said through this experience, you will see the Egyptians no more.
我学了一个功课。
I learned a lesson.
有的时候神时刻你时空我一件难处。
Sometimes God allow us to encounter with difficulty.
神不是说把你个给你试试看玩玩你看看你怎么样。No no no, 上帝不是这个样子的。
It doesn't mean that God wants to test you and have a game with
you. 上帝让我们经过难处的时候，也没有叫我们长大。
That at a time God allow us to go through difficulty in order that we grow.
常常是用一个小的难处来解决一个更大的难处。
God will solve greater difficulties with a difficulty.
好不好？
Isn't it good?
好不好？
Isn't it good?
你好像没有吃饱饭一样的。好不好？好啊，再好没有了。好，我再举一个例子给你们听。
Another illustration.
你们晓得这个大卫比安这个比高以后不马上就做王的。
You know, David after he had been anointed, he didn't become king at once.
经过很长的一个时间，受过很多的试炼。
For a long period, also go through many sufferings.
最可怜的就是一 扫就一直追他。
The most pitiful is that Saul wants to take his life.
到了马营旷野的时候，追得了没地方可逃了。
In at time of wilderness, he was at the corner there.
他已经是个勇中之鳖了。他想这次功夫啊，这个以扫说你逃不了了。
He was about to be caught and cannot escape anymore.
大卫自己也知道的。
And David himself knows.
就在那个时候就没有办法的了。
And at that moment, there's no way out.
但是这位是个至高者。
But the Most High.
为什么他会这些作者怎么写呢
？And what did the author say？
这是从他们的经历里面出来的。
It is from his experience that he
said. 他们认识这位神是至高者。
Because they know that this God is the Most High.
君王的心在他的手中，如同沟中的水，任意往来。他要怎么安排就怎么安排。
Even the heart of the king is the, like the water in the quid that we control by him.
好，到。就在这最困难的时候，忽然非利士人来打这个以色列的边界。
Even at time was more difficult, the Philippines would come and attack them.
以扫没有办法，不能不出去打外国人。
And this the Saul they got to attack the enemy.
这样一来，大卫就你来得救了。
And then David was released.
这圣经里忽然两个字啊，我说这个忽然太好了。
And this suddenly is such a wonderful word, isn't it?
你们记得不记得耶稣同门徒们上船的时候，走的时候，耶稣水中了，说忽然来了风了，那个忽然是不好的。
And I tell you, at a time when Jesus, together with the disciples, traveling on a boat, suddenly the storm came, and that sudden was not a good one.
但是在马营的旷野，那个忽然这个非利士人来打，那两个忽然两个字是太好了。
But in the instance of David, that with in the time of wilderness, that sudden was a good one.
弟兄姊妹们，在人看起来是忽然的。
To man is a sudden.
但是在我们读圣经来看它，我们知道在这件死神死刑的上面有一位至高的掌权者。
But we know that above all these things, there's the Most High who is controlling it.
他这样一安排
，that he arranged such.
哇，这个大卫的困难解决掉了。
That David's problem was solved.
好不好？好不好
？Isn't that good?
你们好是好，但是你们好的好那个样子，哎呀，我的心重得了死。
Your good is not good enough。
啊，我讲到这里，我心里很高兴啊。
I'm so joyful when I preach。
为什么杨哥呢
？Why？
因为我知道我的神实在就是这样。
Because I know that my God is
the one。他有多少的安排是我们从来没有想到的
？So many arrangements that we can never imagine。
真的从来没有想到的。
We've never imagined。
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord！
我现在在交战，有两个见证要给你们听的。
Now I have two testimony。
一个呢是讲到一个宣教士
，one about missionary。
一个呢讲到我自己兄弟自己
，one about my own self。
两次中间我选一个给你们讲。
I want to choose one to tell you。
上帝怎么样安排的
？The how they got arranged。
那我不晓得该怎么办。
I don't know what to do。
你们来做个决定。做两个太长了，叫两个要加倍钱的。我很有心。要为主做点，我读读书。
For the sake of the Lord, I like to read books.
因为我 ，OK， 不是不光是 books， 我喜欢到学校里读书。
I like to study.
Okay, that's better. 我在我奉献的时候，中国的教会不像现在。
When I dedicated myself, Chinese churches is not like today.
要有比较高级一点的神学是新派。
For the higher level of this seminary, they are the liberals.
那个时候普通一般的神学都是高中毕业就进神学了。
And the ordinary seminaries are those catering for those high school graduates.
那么我呢，同我的大女儿有点相像，我们两个人都是16岁，我们就把高中念完了。
And myself and my elder sister, other brother.
那个时候神的灵感动我要叫我传道。
Other daughter, same at the age of 16, we finished high school and we are moved by God to dedicate ourselves to be preachers.
说、我要我奉献了做传道。
I want to dedicate myself to be a preacher.
所以我去进神学院。
So I went to seminary.
他们看我年纪太小。
They thought that I was too young.
他们不收我。
They don't want to accept me.
我说你们试试看，让我做个 special student.
I said, why don't you try me as a special student?
这样我就读完了神学。
And then because of that, I completed my study.
我知道我前面的路程是怎么走法的。
I know my way in front.
所以我一定要再往前追求啊。
So I have to proceed further.
神也就听祷告。
And God listened to my prayer.
我经过了很长的时间。
And after a long period of time,
忽然间美国有一个学校给我一个 scholarship.
And there was a school in America give me a scholarship.
它的名字叫做 Goshen College.
Goshen College.
你们认识吧？
Do you know that?
Goshen College.
Goshen College.
哇，就在这里嘛，就在东部，就在这个 Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania.
啊，这个就是孤山，圣经翻译叫孤山。但这个名字如果把它分开来说 ，Yogo 下面一个 S H E N。你们不懂这个就。
Goshen.
这是我的名字嘛？神保罗的神就是 S H E N 啊，所以我一拿到这个 scholarship， 我说这是上帝要我去的。Goshen.
When I received the scholarship, I said God want me to go. He said go, Pastor Shen.
但 是一个牧师，一个传道人，不能像你们那样要走就走了。
But we as the pastor cannot be like you. They can simply pack up and go.
教会不放手。
Because the church wouldn't let me go.
啊，所以一年留下，一年留下，一年，我拿了护照，等了五年，还是走不成。
And coming for year after year, after 5 years, I received a visa. I still haven't moved yet.
这个传道人做好也不好。
So it's not good to be a good preacher.
若是做得不好，人家 kick you out.
If you're not too good, people kick you out.
做得好了，你走了，把你辫子拉了，不让你走。
If you're too good, when you want to leave, people want to keep you.
所以我就没法子走掉。
So there's no way for me to leave.
以后我们忽然有一个机会，神让我可以到美国来。
And there was a chance that I could come to America.
而且有一个人送我500块钱住路费。
There was one who gave me $500 to be my traveling fees.
那个时候我们中国做传道人没有薪水的。
And at that time, the Chinese preacher did not have any salary.
中国的教会正是在一个过渡的时期。
It was a transitional period for Chinese churches.
我们要脱离外国人的管制。
Because we want to be independent, autonomous.
第一件事就不拿他们的钱。
From the overseas control, that's why we don't receive the money.
所以，那么我们就是在这个之间。
So it was at that transitional period.
尤其是年轻传道人。
And young preachers.
这个骨头是不锈钢做的。
And this one is a one.
Okay. 宣教士的钱不拿。
Made of steel, we don't want to receive any money from the mission fund.
那么这个中国教会没有这个外国人外国宣教没有训练中国教会攻击传道人。
And the Chinese churches are not trained for we pastor by the oversee this missionary.
那么我是一个近视眼，那是我的家乡在上海，所以我就配了一个金丝边眼镜，金的边。
I'm the one with short sightedness, so I have a pair of glasses with a golden frame.
那我去探望的时候最怕狗，所以我拿一个棍子 stick.
When I go to visitation, I'm scared of dogs. That's why I have a stick with me.
在内地啊，戴眼镜是金的，拿一个 stick， 这个人是个有钱人。
And in the China, those who have a stick and also with a golden frame of the spectacle are those who are rich.
而且到了教会去服侍的时候，不讲钱，不讲薪水，他想这个人呢，上海来的，一定很有钱。
And also when you go to the church, you never bargain about this salary. People say this Shanghai must be rich.
弟兄姊妹，你们听了好笑，我们那个时候很不容易进过啊。
You may laugh, but at that time it's not easy to live our life.
以后有一个传道人，年纪大一点传道人，问我们这些年轻传道人，说你的讲道的力量从哪里来的
？Later on, there was an old preacher who asked the young preacher, "Where come your power of preaching?"
我不知听到以后啊，答了一句话说，三顿稀饭吃出来的。
I say that I have this three meals of porridge. That's the way I have my power.
因为没有钱。
Because I have no money.
洗衣服没有肥皂。
And there's no soap for washing my clothes.
把那个烧饭的灰。泡在水里面，让它又捡出来，第二天就这么洗。
We use the ashes coming from the cooking, and then we soak in water and just wash the clothing.
那个时候的日子真不好过啊。
That was not a good life.
很不容易啊。
Not easy life.
所以在那一个世纪里面，有好多传道人淘汰了。
So at that time, a lot of these pastors they run away from.
虽然我要到美国来读书，没有路费的。
Even if you want to come to America, there's no free.
有人送我500块钱。
People give me $500.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
但是那一个教会的这个领袖说，你要到香港来帮助我开始教会一个月，一会儿你坐飞机到美国。
And but that leader of the church said you must come to Hong Kong to help leading the church for 1 month, then you can come to America.
感谢主，坐飞机到美国啊。
That you can fly to America.
那个时候差不多要三十几年前的，将近四十年前的情形了。
About 40-odd years ago.
好，坐飞机到美国来，高兴得不得了。
Fly to America, such a great thing.
所以到香港帮他开教会。
So I went to this Hong Kong to help him.
到了时间了。
When time comes.
那么就说他说就是你要去问问看飞机票多少钱。
And he said go and ask what is the fare.
一问呢是$725。
$725.
我就告诉那个教会的领袖。
I told the leader of the church.
他说啊，这么多。
Is it so much?
人家只给你500块。
People want to give you $500.
还有$225到哪里去啊
？$225, where are you going to get the money?
我不知道。
I said I don't know.
那他不知道，我更不知道了嘛。
And he doesn't know, so I wouldn't know.
对不对？那他不知道，我怎么知道呢
？If he doesn't know, so do I.
那不是，这个不是很糟糕了
？So
那怎么办
？I have a problem.
我也不能去美国。
So I cannot come to America.
我也不能回台湾去。
I cannot go back to Taiwan.
因为我告诉台湾的弟兄姊妹说，这一次是上帝的安排，我去了。
Because I told the Taiwan church that God has prepared, so I go.
现在又回来，因为没有$225。
How can I turn back because of lack of $225?
那我也不能掉在太平洋中间。
But I cannot hang myself in the Pacific Ocean.
怎么？
What to do then?
我知道一件事。
I know one thing.
我的神是至高者。
My God is the Most High.
他是全能者。
He is Almighty.
他 managing 我一生的事。
That everything that I have,
没有一分钟他不安排。
That every minute that I have, you arrange for it.
我知道这件事。
I know this fact.
我就跪在他的面前做一个非常简单的祷告。
I kneel before him with a very simple prayer.
因为他是我的父亲嘛，啰啰嗦嗦讲什么呢
？Because my father, I don't need to trouble him.
天父，我需要$225。
I said, Father, I need $225.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, amen.
简简单单。
Very simple prayer.
呀，实实在在。
It's a fact.
也没什么花言巧语。
And no tricks.
祷告完了以后站起来。
And after prayer, I stood up.
仍然做平常做的事。
And I do everything as usual.
也不发言，也说这个领袖嘛，他不懂了什么，也不讲话。
I didn't complain about this leader.
也去不告诉人家说我缺少250块钱，请你们捐一点奉献的，那个是我们传道的不挣借款。
I didn't tell others that I need $225. You lend me the money.
我们那个时候的传道人借款呢、啊，那个不是传道人。
Because for a preacher at that time, you just cannot borrow anybody.
也不能向人家要钱。
You cannot ask money from people.
怎么可以做这件事
？How can you do such thing as a preacher?
除了告诉神，没有第二条路走。
Other than telling God, there's no other way.
好，祷告了就交给他。
After prayer, we commit to God.
你们要不要听这个结果怎么样？对不对？啊，坐好啊，坐好，坐好。过了不久啊，大概在飞机要飞的起的日期以前一个礼拜。
About 1 week before the plane took off，
忽然接到一个电话，是 PA 来的。
I received a phone call。
他说：“沈先生，你不是订了票要到美国去吗
？”He said that you have already booked a ticket to America。
我说是啊。
I said yes。
如果你要买便宜飞机票，你这个礼拜来买。
He said if you want to buy a cheap fare, come this week。
这下我听进去了。
And I heard it.
我说便宜，怎么便宜法
？How cheap? I asked.
为什么会便宜啊
？Why is it the cheap fare?
他说这个英镑的价，美金涨价。
They said the American dollar, the pound, the British dollar has the value, and also the American dollar has appreciate.
但是呢，这个我们的飞机票价钱没有调整。
But then we have not adjusted the fare for our air company.
我说那么怎么便宜法呢
？I said how cheap is that?
大概了500块钱可以买单了。
They said about $500.
听见没有啊？我告诉你，我听了以后，我连那个电话筒都不晓得怎么放的。
After that, I wouldn't know how to put that receiver back.
他说500块就可以买一张了。
$500, he said.
所以我把电话筒一放，我就对那个领袖说：“哎，赶快把500块钱给我。
” After I put down, I said, "Give me $500."
他弄得莫名其妙，不晓得怎么样。
I was so it was so marvelous.
我说不要讲话，就把钱给我就是了。
I said, "Now, just give me $500."
所以我到了的 PA 的公司里面买一张飞机票。
So I went to the PA company and bought a ticket.
从香港到San Francisco.
So from this Hong Kong, I went to San Francisco.
还有$10都在口袋里面，就飞到美国。
I still have $10 in my pocket, and I flew to America.
哈哈，我这个因为很突然的，这个时间过得很快。
And time flies.
哈，那么我到了飞机上，我就想要写信给我的太太，告诉她我怎么来的。
When I reached the airport, I want to write back to my wife to tell her how did I come.
所以我在飞机上就写，告诉她我要写一些这个丘吉尔啊，他这个英镑的价嘛，正好时候了，不早不晚就是为我，我正在写这个东西。
At the time when I was describing the event,
正在写到那个时候的时候。我从来没坐过飞机啊，是个外行。看见那个飞机在云里面，哇，这个云海漂亮得不得了啊
！By the time when I was in the plane, I saw the cloud was so beautiful.
那我讲的话不是形容的，是实在的事。
I was not exaggerating.
就在那一刹那。
It was at that split moment.
我好像看见上帝的宝座一样。
As if I saw the throne of God.
啊，神的话语在我心中啊。
The God's word in my heart.
君王的心在耶和华的手中，如同沟中的水任意往来。
I say the heart of the king in the hand of God, just as the water in the creek.
神的安排是何等奇妙。
God's arrangement is so marvelous.
就是这样，我这个信没有写下去，我就流眼泪，在神面前感谢他。
And before I finish the letter, I wept.
在我旁边也有一个学生。
Beside me, there was a student.
我两个都不认识的。
I didn't know him.
那么他看我哭，他就说：“嘿。”老兄啊，还没到美国你就 homesick 了。
And he saw me and said, "Why, before you reach America, you feel homesick?"
我说你是不是基督徒啊
？I said, "Are you a Christian?"
他说是的。
He said, "Yes, I am."
那我就把这个见证告诉他。
And I told him this testimony.
他一边听，等我一起哭。
When he heard it, he cried too.
两个人做了好朋友。
So we became good friends.
到了美国也到同一个州。
So when he came to America in the same day,
我们做了几年的好朋友。
Many years we have been good friends.
各位弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我今天向你们所讲的是我经历的。
What I told you tonight is what I experienced myself.
我知道了，保护我们的是至高者。
I know the one who protects us is the Most High.
他是全能者。
He is the Almighty.
有哪一件事他不能为你安排
？Is there anything he cannot arrange for you?
有哪一个困难他不能为你解决
？Is there any problem he cannot solve for you?
只要你不犯罪得罪他。
If only that you don't sin against him.
只要他的旨意不要叫你经过苦难，为着要磨练你。
If only that his will is not let you go to sufferings to test.
没有理由的，神他是一位保护我们的神。
But God is the one who protects us.
所以这位作者说，住在至高者荫庇处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
That's why the Bible says that those who dwell in the shelter of the Lord will dwell in His shadow.
当我们怎么样可以得着他的保护呢
？But how can you get His protection?
这个作者就讲出这个得着保护的条件来。
The author tells the condition.
这节圣经的前面一句话是后面一句话的条件。
Because the first verse is the condition for the second verse.
我们怎么样？ 像可以住在全能者的荫下。
How can we stay in the shadow of the Almighty?
我们必须要住在至高者的隐蔽处。
First, we have to dwell in his shelter.
你读这些圣经
If you read this verse,
你马上觉得前面一句是个条件，后面是个结果。
You know that the first verse is the condition and the second verse is the result.
若是我们住在至高者的隐蔽处的人呢，就住在全能者的荫下。
If we dwell in the shelter of the Most High, then we'll stay in the shadow of the Most High.
慢慢地我把这道理讲给你听。
I'll tell you then.
我们先讲说住在哪里，住在至高者的隐蔽处。
You have to dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
在诗篇里面类似讲到隐蔽处。
In the Psalm, they mention mental of a shelter.
这隐蔽处是指做至圣所。
Shelter points to the Holy of Holies.
在以色列人看来，至圣所是一个最神秘的地方。
To the Jews, the Holy of Holies is the most secret place.
又有个幔子在那里。
Because there's a curtain.
只有大祭司一年一次能进去。
Only a high priest can go in once a year.
而且他进去的时候穿的袍，那个下面都有那个铃铛。
Even the robe that the high priest wears, there's a bell at the fringe.
所以当这个大祭司在里头走的时候，那个铃铛就啷啷啷啷响，晓得他是活的。
So at the time when the high priest is moving, the bell will ring and show that he is alive.
如果听不见铃铛响，他死了。
If you don't hear the bells, that which means that he died.
神的圣洁击杀了他。
That God has killed him.
哦，这很要紧的一件事。
This is important.
所以对以色列人来讲，是神的至圣所，那里有圣宝座，那里有油柜，那是隐蔽处啊。
Because to the Jews, the Holy of Holies, they have the ark there and the secret place.
我觉得 secret place, 那隐蔽处是什么呢？
And what is the secret place then?
是我们每一个人在灵性里面同神有一个特别两个人单独相处的地方。
It is us in our spirits. There's a place whereby we have a fellowship with God.
我不晓得你怎么样。
I wouldn't know about you.
我小的时候在我家里面。
But when I was young in my house,
那个时候在我们大楼的家庭啊，有很多的房子。
That in mainland China, the houses are many rooms.
一个大的 compound 里面有很多房子。
That in the compound there are many houses.
在我的后花园里面有一个地方是我的隐蔽处。
At the backyard, there's a secret place for me.
别人都不能去的。
Nobody can go there.
这有什么人去呢？
Who goes there?
我最好的朋友，我的兄弟姊妹都不能去。
My best friend, even my brother and sister would not go.
以后我的兄弟姊妹都死掉了。
Later on, my brother and sister died.
所以我现在是我家里一个独生子。
So I'm the only son.
啊，就是我只有我最好的朋友才能到那个地方去。
Only my best friend can go there.
那个所有的那些壁面啊，好的宝藏啊，你都晓得个小孩子的宝藏什么？那些宝藏都摆在那个地方了。
Even my treasures are all kept there.
哎呀。我就想到，若是我们一个基督徒，一个神的儿女，懂得怎么样一个避免的地方，是同神的 intimacy， 那个接近，那个亲近，那样处在那个地方的话。
If the Christians, the children of God, had an intimacy with God and have a place of secret with God，
这位作者说，就要住在全能者的荫下。
Then you will dwell in the shadow of the Almighty。
为什么缘故呢
？Why？
因为全能者的荫下就是他本人在那个地方，那个地方就是他的荫下，对不对
？Because the shadow of God means that God 对不对 him that person is there，
对不对
？Isn't that right？
啊，那位老师，不然的话我就住个地方啊。
Okay, for example， 假如说他是站在这里 ，I'm standing here。There's a shadow here.
Okay, come on. 我现在要在他的荫下。
If you want to come into my shadow,
我怎么样能在他的荫下
？How can you come in?
如果我在这里，在不在他的荫下
？If you stand there, it's in my shadow.
在不在？不在。
No.
我怎么样能在他的荫下
？How can you come into my shadow?
你看啊，慢慢的走。
Is that it?
慢慢的走。
Slowly you walk. Slowly you walk.
慢慢的走。
Slowly you walk.
靠近他了。现在我在不在他的荫下
？Is in the shadow.
你们前面有羊，看在不在？
Is in the shadow?
不过一点点
，but only a little bit，
对不对？我越接近他，我在他的
旁边。The closer he comes, the more the
shadow. 我越在他的旁边。
The closer he comes, the more he comes to shadow.
对呀，我完全在他的荫下，懂了吗
？Totally is in the shadow.
照理你应该在我荫下的，不过我在你荫下。
Actually, it's a bit of reverse.
你懂得这个道理没有
？We understand now.
所以若是这样，你就懂得这些圣经的道理在哪里了。
If it's only so, then you can know the truth of this verse.
我们什么样的人才能够得救神的保护呢
？Who can get the protection of God?
是那一些人越接近主的人，他越有保护。
They are the one who come closer to God that can get the protection of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是这些圣经给我们看见的真理。
This is the truth that we learn from this verse.
我们基督徒在地上的安全感。
There's a sense of security for Christians.
不是在我们的钱
，not in our money.
不是在我们的 talent.
Not in our talents.
也不是在我们的事业
，not in our job，
这些东西一下子就过去了。
All this thing will go away。
当我学从这些圣经学到一个真理
，by learning truth from this verse，
一个人越接近神，他就越有安全。
For a man, the closer he comes to God, the more they have a sense of security，
对不对
Isn't it right?
我一接近神，我就有安全。
The closer I come to God, the closer I have a sense of security.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主啊。
Praise the Lord.
我们的安全感是从这样来的。
There comes our sense of security.
不是你的本事。
Not upon your talent.
不是你的钱财。
Not upon the wealth.
不是你的子女。
Not upon the job.
是什么呢？完全是在乎你懂得不懂得住在他的荫庇。
Totally depends on how, whether you know how to dwell in his shelter or not.
这是我们一般的人不晓得的。
This is what sometimes. Number.
那，假如说他站在这里。
I'm standing here.
那你们后面的看不见，前面看的，他有个影子在这里。
There's a shadow here.
我现在要站在他的，要在他的荫下。
If you want to come into my shadow,
我怎么样能在他的荫下
？How can you come in?
如果我在这里，在不在他的荫下
？If you stand there, it's in my shadow.
在不在？不在。
No. How can he come into my shadow?
你看啊，你看啊，
慢慢
的
走。Is
Jesse?
Slowly he walks. Slowly he walks. Slowly he walks. And closer to me. Now he's in the shadow.
啊，你们前面有人讲，看在不在
？Is he in the shadow?
Yes.
But only a little bit.
对不对？我一接近他，我在他的。
The closer he comes. The closer he comes, the more the
shadow. 我一在他的旁边。
The closer he comes, the more he comes to the shadow.
看见没有？完全在他荫下，懂了吗
？Totally he's in the shadow.
照理你应该在我荫下的，不是我在你荫下。
Actually, it's a bit of a reverse.
那你懂得这个道理没啊
？Do you understand now?
所以如果是这样，你就懂得这些圣经的道理在哪里了哦。
If it's only so, then you can know the truth of this verse.
我们什么样的人才能够得住神的保护呢
？Who can get the protection of God?
是那一些人也接近主的人，他也有保护。
They are the one who come closer to God that can get the protection of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是这节圣经给我们看见的一个真理。
This is the truth that we learn from this verse.
我们基督徒在地上的安全感。
That the sense of security for Christians
upon earth. 不是在我们的钱。
Not in our money.
不是在我们的 talents.
Not in our talents.
也不是在我们的子女。
Not in our job.
这些东西一下子就过去了。
All these things will go once.
但我学从这节圣经学到一个真理。
But I learned the truth from this verse.
一个人。越接近神，他就越有安全。
From man, the closer he comes to God, the more they have a sense of security.
对不对？
Isn't it right?
我越接近神，我越有安全。
The closer I come to God, the closer I have a sense of security.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主啊。
Praise the Lord.
我们的安全感是从这样来的。
There comes our sense of security.
不是你的本事。
Not upon your talent.
不是你的钱财。
Not upon the wealth.
不是你的子女。
Not upon the job.
是什么呢？
Where
完全是在乎你懂得不懂得住在他的荫庇处。
Totally depends on how, whether you know how to dwell in his shelter or not.
这是我们一般的人不晓得的。
This is what sometimes we don't know.
这是多少的基督徒没有认识的一个真理。
And also many Christians don't know about this truth.
若是你懂得了的话，你真晓得。
If only when you know.
要讲起安全来的话，我们最没有安全。
If there are sense of security, we are the most insecure.
啊，好像Dr. 陈说，若是穷苦的人是属灵的话呢，他宁可同你们跳一跳。你看这个传道人可怜不可怜
？Just like Dr. Tan said that if poverty means spirituality, he will exchange with you.
你们传道人真的在人看起来说，人家上海人一句话说，十只王八九只熊，十个传道九个穷。
And the Shanghai will say that all preachers that they are very very poor.
很多人都这样想法的。
People think this way.
这就是为什么姊妹们就不喜欢嫁传道人。
And that's why this sister wouldn't marry to preachers.
啊，穷都穷死了还嫁给你。
Why you're so poor? I won't marry to you.
但弟兄姊妹们，你不要这样想。
But brothers, don't think in this way.
有人说，哎呀，就是因为传道人穷，所以儿女们不肯奉献。
And that's why people say that because preachers are poor, that's why their children don't want to dedicate themselves.
没有这件事情。
No such thing.
如果要讲穷，我们真穷。
If it's our poverty, we are indeed poor.
我讲个穷的给你听听呢。
I'll tell you about my poverty.
那个是我头一个女孩子已经有了。
I have a first girl.
她已经长得差不多，很好看。
She's about this high.
那么教会里面有人要结婚。
And the people getting married.
看中我的女孩子，要给她撒花，花女。
And want her to be a flower girl.
那么做了那个妈妈是一听见自己女儿做 flower girl， 高兴得很，好好好好好好，她就答应了。我是一声不响。
So the mother was so happy, but I wouldn't want.
为什么呢
？Why?
我知道答应了没有衣服啊。
But I know that if we were to take a job, we don't have clothing for the girl.
那个时候不像在美国，要不你做花童啊，那么人这个结婚的人给你买，要自己买的。
Because at that time, that if you're a flower, you got to buy your own clothing.
好，他已经答应好了，那怎么办
？But you have already taken the job. What to do then?
要不要听我这个秘诀？
What to do?
我把沈思墨那个旧衣服找出来。
I found about this old clothing.
把那个杂志上的图画找出来。
And I found the magazine, the pattern.
拿个报纸剪一剪，跟我的女儿穿一穿，合适不合适
？And I cut it whether it is according to the size or not.
然后把沈思墨那个旧衣服这块拼块，那里拼块，把它做成一件新的衣服。
And I take the old clothing on my wife and cut it here and there and just paste it and make a clothing.
当我给她征婚的时候，我的女儿撒花走上来，这件衣服是我做的。
So when she came in as a flower girl, I said, "This is the clothing I made myself."
不但如此。
Not only so.
当我们经济情形好的时候。
When we are a little bit better in our finance.
我的那人呢，他自己这个儿女照顾的不够，他还要照顾人家的小孩子。
And even my wife want to take care of other children.
哇，所以我们家里孩子多得很。
So we have many children in our home.
有人来就问我说什么事？你家里有多少小孩子啊
？And people ask me, Reverend Shen, how many children have in the house?
36个。
I have 36. I say.
这在前面坐的一个外国姊妹听见我这么讲以后，她说 ，Poor wife.
And this American lady said, that "Poor wife that he had."
实际上我们自己只有四个。
Actually, we ourselves have only four.
我们中间坐的那个黄太太，她晓得我家里的光景。
One of sister here know.
那么我们的钱在哪里呢
？Where is our money?
用在教会。
We spend all in the
church. 用在孤儿的身上。
All in the orphans.
我们没有积蓄。
We don't have any savings.
真的没有积蓄。
No savings.
当我离开那个教会团契的时候
，When I left that church,
所有的养老金
，All my pensions,
所有的 pension, 所有的 life insurance 都没有。
All my pension insurance, I do not have any sense.
我很记得当我们住到我儿子家里去的时候
，At time we move into my children's place.
我的男孩子很懂我的太太很接近。
My son is very close to my wife.
自然也懂我很接近。
Of course, very close to me too.
不然我要吃醋了。那么他就给我的那人梳头
，and he comb for my wife。
啊，一发现这个妈妈头上有白头发
，and when he found the gray hair，
他妈妈，你那么多白头发
，I said, Mom, you have so many gray hair。
这个 touch the soft spot， 沈师母就哭起来了
，and my wife cried。
他说我们怎么大了
？We are so old already. I never realized。
我们没有一点积蓄
，We don't have a saving。
啊，我们没有 pension。
We don't have a pension.
我们没有房子住啊。
We don't have a house to stay.
就讲到这里哭起来了。
And she cried.
那么那个 family unit 本来很快乐的。
And that family unit was not happy one.
啊，本来是很快乐的。
Actually was a happy one.
那么跟他这么一讲呢
？Well after that,
大家都严肃起来了。
Everybody cried.
我的儿子一面跟母亲梳头，一面流眼泪。
So my son was combing the hair, and at the same time he was crying.
对他们怎么讲呢
？And what did he say?
对我们怎么讲呢
？And what did he say to us?
爸爸妈妈，你们不要担心啊。
They said, Dad and Mom, you don't feel sorrowful.
你们的 pension， 你们的 life insurance on four kids are ours, on us， 在我们四个小孩子身上。
Because upon four of us, you have your pension.
那么我本来不哭的。
Actually, I never cried.
被他这么一讲，我也哭起来了。
And I cried also.
你说呢？他不要给我了，就这么一句话，我心里就很伤痕了，很无心的了，快乐的流眼泪了。
Just that statement made me so joyful that I cried.
我告诉你，这真的是。
That was a fact.
讲安全，我们最没有安全。
Talk about sense of security, we don't have any.
你就不相信啊
？But you believe or not?
在我的心目中啊
，That in my sight,
我是比你更有安全。
I am the one who has more security compared to you.
感谢赞美主
，Praise the Lord.
你看我那个样子，像不像有安全
？Look at me, whether I have a sense of security or not.
真的，实在的话。
Yes, it's a fact.
我懂得。
I know.
我的主从来不叫我失望。
That my God will never fail.
从来没有叫我失望。
He will never fail me.
只要我不得罪他。
If only I don't sin against him.
只要他的旨意不是要叫我经过这个苦难。
Only that His will not let me go into this difficulty. He will listen to my prayer.
我若是在他的荫蔽处。
If I am in His shadow.
我一定是在他的荫下。
I'll be under His shadow.
他一定用他的翅膀保护我。
And He will use His wing to protect me.
他一定用手帮我带过去。
He will carry me with His hand.
他一定是我的避难所，让患难不临近我。
He'll be my refuge, so that the difficulty will not come upon me.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹们，巴不得你的信心建造在这个 rock 上面。
Brother and sister, I rather hope that your faith is built upon this rock.
不管你有 PhD 也好，不管你有什么样的 degree 也好
，whether a PhD or any other degree，
我可以告诉你，这些都是虚空的虚空啊。
I can tell you all these are vanities of vanities.
Seattle Boeing lay off people 的时候，有 PhD 的人到 University of Washington 去做叫 janitor，
and there are people who have PhD and become janitor.
也在那里有两个人是 PhD 的，因为 laid off。两个人到山上去打聊，不是打聊，是你放一枪，我放一枪，两个人自杀。
And also there are two PhD who have been laid off, went to the mountain and killed each other.
弟兄姊妹，那不是你真的安全呢、
啊、？But dear brothers and sisters, that is not your true sense of security.
在这个时代，你多么的安全是在主里面的。
How much that you feel secure is in God Himself.
若是你懂得了住在他的隐蔽处的
，If only you know to live in a secret place.
那个安全是真的安全。
And that security is a true security.
把你的信心建立在这个磐石上。
I hope that your faith is built upon this rock.
但是这个作者在这个圣经里面用了一个最奇特的词。
But then this author in this chapter used a very wonderful word.
他说住在至高最隐蔽处的。
It says you dwell in the shadow of the Most High.
你住在全能者的荫下。
You are rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
住这个字是最要紧的字。
To dwell is the most important word.
你必须要住在至高者的荫庇处。
Because you must dwell in the shadow of the Almighty.
圣经常常用一些奇怪的字来表达我们信仰的步骤是怎么样的。
Many times the Bible will use a very strange word to describe our faith.
弟兄姊妹们，这个字在这一章圣经里有解释的。
Here there's an explanation for this word.
若是你们要看它的解释的话，若是你们要看第二节也好，第三节也好。
If you read verse 2 or 3 or 4,
最后我念第四节吧。他必用自己的灵帽遮蔽你，你要怎么投靠他。
And he said that he will cover you with his feathers and under his wing, you'll find refuge.
你要投靠他。
That you will rest in him.
No, that's not right translation. Trust in him.
You trust in him.
一定要投靠他。
That you have to trust in him.
什么叫做住在他里面呢？
What am I to dwell in him?
是把我们的 trust 摆在他里面，那是住在他里面。
That is to place our trust totally in him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们基督徒的信心不是一个缥缈的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, our faith is not something abstract.
说好像把钱 trust 在银行那样的摆在神的里面。
That when you put the money trusting in the bank, that's like trusting in God.
把你整个的人生 trust 它摆在它里面。
That your whole life you're trusting in God.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？这是我们人最难的一件事情。
But do you know, or not, dear brothers and sisters, that's the most difficult thing for us in life.
讲是容易，唱是容易。
It's easy to say and to sing.
但是真正做就困难。
But to do is difficult.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
为什么不容易投靠？
Why is it difficult to trust in him?
真的投靠神最困难的。
Oh yes, the trust is difficult.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why or not?
这个 Eric Erickson, 这个不是，他是一个最有名的小儿童心理学家。
Erickson is the most famous child psychologist.
他说过这么一句话。
He said this statement.
他说一个孩子一生出来，头一件要紧的这个 parents 要 develop 他的 sense of trust.
For the child when he's born, the most important thing is that to develop his sense of trust.
所以你们这些预备要做父母的注意啊。
So parents, pay attention.
孩子一生出来。
When a child is born,
头一件事情要紧的。
The most important thing,
那个能够让他这个信托，这个心啊，要让他生长起来。
To develop his sense of trust.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为从他母腹一出来，这是一个 strange world, 这是对他样样都是新的。
Because after he has come from the womb of the mother, this is a strange world to him.
最不相信任何一样东西的。
That he is the one that trusts nobody.
所以你要从一个婴孩生下来，就要让他 develop 这个 sense of trusting.
So you got to develop sense of trust in this child.
你们中间有没有护士？若是你们护士在医院里面专门照顾那些生婴孩的，你必须上一课。
If you are a nurse, when you take care of these children born in the hospital, you must learn a lesson.
让这个小孩子能够懂得有这个依靠的心，有信投靠、信靠的心。
That this child develop the sense of trusting.
我们今天有多少的惧怕？
That today so many fears that we have.
我们有些怕都没有理由的。
Sometimes there's no reason for this fear.
你们一到美国来，总要把这个门锁得牢牢的。
When you come to America, you lock your room.
要把那个窗子弄得紧紧的。
And even your window, you lock it.
为什么呢？
Why?
我一看晓得你们从香港来的。
I know that you come from Hong Kong.
为什么呢？
Why?
香港就是这样子的嘛。
Because such the thing that you practice in Hong Kong.
人家的门好像是牢门一样的，还有个铁门，门啊不可，还有一个铁门。
Because every home in Hong Kong where a prison they have.
铁门好像还有个小门。
And a small door.
你敲门的话，打开去看看你是谁。
And when you knock the door, they open the slide and see who he is.
若是他的太太在里面打牌的话，他会说的，我太太家不在家。
And if the wife bring margin, say my wife's not in.
那你们不懂笑，你没办法。这个惧怕，你不要想这个，这是很特质，每一个人都是一样的。
Everybody has fear.
我们有多少的惧怕是没有理由的。
How much fear that we have? There's no reason to back it.
从什么时候开始的呢？
When that it starts?
从那个时候开始的。
From then.
那以前有很多家庭问题。
And you have many problems.
我可以说老话了，做教会工作做四十几年了。
After working as a pastor for 40 years, I can say this.
有的太太不相信她的丈夫，真是没有理由啊。
Some wives just cannot trust husband, and there's no reason.
真是没有理由啊。
No reason at all.
我有的常常，你怎么会同那么一个小姐结婚的啊？
And sometimes I ask why, said you married her.
做什么都不相信。
That he doesn't trust, she doesn't trust.
你说什么她都不相信。
Whatever you say, she will not trust.
你知道为什么？
Why?
因为她从小长大，父母没有好好的 develop 她这个 trust.
Because since she grew up from young, she has never had a sense of
trust. 有的太太呢，太 trust 了。
Some of the wives trust their husband too much.
That's
not good too.
So you listen to my advice, don't get
hurt. So listen to me.
真的，这个 trust 要从小就把它 develop 的。
So you got to develop this trust right from young.
我们人要信靠很不容易。
So it's not easy for man to trust.
在这个 University of Cincinnati 有一个心理的教授，他的名字叫做 Dr. Rother.
Dr. Rother of this psychology.
他在 Psychology Today 上面写了一篇文章，叫做 Trust and Its Consequences.
And this is the article he had written.
他讲他用了35个问题问了很多人
and he used 35 questions to ask many people
他结论那个信靠的人呢有几个特点
he find that those who have trust and have few uniqueness
他第一他的 IQ 很高
the characteristic is that first he has high IQ
所以若是你不信靠啊你的 IQ 很低啊
so if you don't trust anybody you have low IQ
这 IQ 很高他说这个 trust 人的 IQ 很高
the one who trusts have high IQ
最快乐
And it's very joyful.
而且呢，是最容易比人家信，比人家信靠。
And the one can be easily trusted by others.
还有最后一样。
And lastly,
他说最有安全感。
He has a sense of security.
看见没有？看见没有
？Do you see?
一个人真正有信靠的人呢，他真有安全。
The one who trusts has security.
特别是我们信靠神。
Oh, we trust in God.
Okay, 他在这里还有一个，还有一个解释。
And one more explanation.
接着请你们看第九节
Verse 9.
他耶和华是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的什么居所
A
dwelling place.
Make God as the dwelling place because of refuge.
这一个字在希伯来文有它特别的意思啊。
Because in Hebrew, this has a special meaning.
这个 dwell 这个住这个字是一个长久住的意思。
Dwell means to endure and to stay forever.
Yeah, enduring with.Constancy 是一个积蓄不断的长久的 dwell in peace in rest 有这样的意义在里面的
to dwell in constancy there's a continuity there
前一天有人问我
two days back people asked me
什么事啊你是不是从台湾来的啊
and they asked me what, Pastor Shen do you come from Taiwan
我不晓得哪个地方有个台湾记号
I don't know where there's a sign of Taiwan
我说你问得很好
I said it's a good question
他有个笑笑
And he smiled.
他说我晓得了，你是从世界各地来的。
I know you come from all places in the world.
人家问我这个问题，我最难讲。
And it's very difficult for me to tell.
你从哪里来？你从哪里来？你们从哪里来
？Where do you come from？
真的，我们传道的是漂流各方。
For us preachers, we drift from place to place. There's no place that we stay permanently.
你说我香港来，我要会讲几句广东话。
You say I come from Hong Kong. Yes, I can speak a few words of Cantonese.
我好你唔讲了，而家都忘记晒了。
I haven't spoken for a long time. I've forgotten.
叫我讲几句台湾话，我也会讲。
I can speak a few words.
讲到真好讲，怎么好讲？我也会讲一两句台湾话。
Taiwan Hokkien, I can say a few words.
律师，你要叫我讲一两个德文，我也会讲一两句德文。你是从哪里来？
Where did I come from? I wouldn't know.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我居无定所。
Because there's no place I stay permanently.
我现在唯一一个办法答复的。
There's one answer I can give.
我的太太在哪里？那里就是我的家。
Where my wife is, that's my home.
所以人家问我你的家在哪里啊？我说我在西雅图。
And people ask me, where's your home? I say, my Seattle.
这三个月不同了吧？三个月我们要到香港去了吧
？But the next month we go to Hong Kong.
哎呀，真的，居住什么意思
？To dwell, what's the meaning?
是定下来了。
That is to settle.
对不对呢？那是住下来了。
To settle.
那今天有多少的人他没有安全感
？Today, so many people they don't have a sense of security.
他不但是不懂得投靠神
，Not only they cannot trust God.
不晓得把他整个的人生交给他
，Not only how to commit their life to God.
还有一件事
，And one more thing.
他是在主里面是 loitering， 不是 dwelling.
That in God they are loitering, they are not dwelling.
是不是呢？是在主里面游荡。
They are loitering, drifting around.
啊，空的来聚会。
When they're free, they'll come to the meeting.
有三个痛就不来，肚子痛、牙痛，这个头痛不来。
When they're too aching, they won't come.
对不对？那你教会里面常不见他的面的。
When they just never see him,
来教会一趟。
When it's happy, you come.
啊，有多少人到教会里来是什么呢？真是游荡。
There are many people who come to the church because they're loitering.
他不肯住在主的里面。
They wouldn't settle in the Lord.
到患难来了。
When suffering comes.
什么事啊？为我祷告，为我祷告。
Reverend Shen, pray for me.
来不及了。
No more time for you.
为什么
呢？ No more time for you.
主的保佑不是为那些游荡的人的。
Because God's protection doesn't offer to those who drift.
主的保护是为那些住在他荫这个隐蔽处的人的。
Because God's protection is offered to those who stay in his shadow.
我有一次去为一个病人祷告。
There was once I prayed for a sick person.
那么我他躺在床上。
He was lying on sick.
我看见他那个床头边摆了一本新圣经。
I saw there was a new Bible there.
因为他不能睡觉。
Because he couldn't sleep.
所以我就为他祷告。
I prayed for him.
祷告以后我就看那本新圣经做什么。
And I saw a new Bible.
他说圣经摆在这我就睡着着。
He said when I place the Bible here I can sleep.
这个圣经是新的。
But it was a new Bible.
他平常不念圣经。
He never read the Bible.
谁不就能买本新圣经
？But now he buy a new Bible.
你们怎么不晓得？ 有这样的基督徒哦。
Such a Christian.
啊，谁不出门买本圣经
？Can I sleep and buy a new Bible？
好像好像是到火上庙里去拿一个符来一样的，好像这个圣经这么一摆摆，喝水觉了。
Just like getting a trump on a temple in order to sleep.
迷信啊。
Superstition. Superstition.
多少基督徒啊
？Many Christians.
患难来了，来找上帝了。
When suffering comes, they want to seek God.
患难过去了，上帝忘记了。
When suffering goes, they forget about God.
我告诉你啊
，I tell you.
到真正患难来的时候啊
，When true suffering comes,
一个真的住在隐蔽处的
，A one who truly dwells in the secret place.
和你那一个四处这么跑跑的。
And compared to one who drive around,
礼拜天来再向上帝挂个号
only who come to report to God on the Sunday.
啊，有好多人祷告也是挂号。
There are people who just report that in the prayer.
啊，因为他是个基督徒，不好不祷告。
Because they're Christian, they have to pray.
上帝，我感谢你保佑我今天一天平平安安的，阿门。
God, I thank you for keeping me safely today. Amen.
好，晚上起来早晨祷告，上帝，谢谢你昨天晚上保佑我一晚上平平安安的。Amen.
In the morning, you say, God, I thank you because you took care of me last night. Amen.
我叫他这些不是祷告，这叫报告。
This is not a prayer. This is a report.
向上帝做个报告，不是祷告。
You're reporting to God.
我说你怎么样能够盼望在患难来的时候，上帝保佑你哦。
How can you hope that at a time when difficulty comes, God will protect you?
平常不住在他的荫下。
That in the usual time, you never stay in the shadow.
不住在他的隐蔽处。
Not stay in a secret place.
怎么能够得到他的影响
？How can you get his protection？
懂不懂啊？懂不懂？懂不懂？有美国人中间有好多挂名基督徒的。
In America, there are many nominal Christians.
在教会里面就这么在主里面这么动来动去的。
In the church, they are move around.
他们在打仗的时候，飞机打下来了。
At a time of war,
一共六个人。
And they have six people.
在一个救生船里头。
They're in the draft.
到那个时候就要祷告了。
At a time they pray very hard.
为什么严格呢
？Why？
水也没有东西，也没什么东西都没带。
No food, no drink.
所以他们就要祷告
So they have to pray.
但是一个都不会祷告
But they wouldn't know how to pray.
其中间有一个人有一本这个 pocket size 圣经
There was one who had a pocket size the Bible.
找了半天才把那个主祷文找到
And after a hard time, they found the Lord's prayer.
所以他们不会祷告，就念主祷文
So they read the Lord's prayer.
后来这个主祷文念了不到两分钟了
After 2 minutes,
好像这个祷告不够一样的，对不对呢
？As if that this prayer is not enough.
所以那怎么办呢
？What to do then?
再做。
在
做什么
？What to do then？
有一个人拿帽子下来送奉献。
A glad offering。
那弟兄姊妹们，我盼望你不要做这样的基督徒。
Dear brother and sister, I insist that you wouldn't do such a thing. You're such a Christian.
在我们团契里面，在我们教会里面，这样的基督徒太多了。
In our fellowship, in our church, there are so many this kind of
Christians. Lively in the Lord, never dwelled in the Lord. 从来没有住在主里面，我们就在主里面打滚。
Those who lighter and never dwell in the Lord.
我不是骂你们
的。I'm not scolding you.
我是奉神的名来向你。警告这件事情。
But rather in the name of the Lord, I'm warning you.
不要等到患难来的时候我们来抓住啊。
Don't wait until suffering comes, then you want to catch up God.
一个都接近主的人。
The one who come closer to God.
一个都看见他的看顾。
The one who see more to God will be protected.
完全是建造在你平常住在主里面的生活。
You build upon your daily life.
这就是为什么一个主说，你们要住在我的里面，我也住在你们的里面。
That's what the Lord said, if you dwell in me, I'll dwell in you.
那个意思就是说，一主作为我们生活的范围。
That is God in our dwelling realm.
这是他是我们的一个范围，我们在他里头生活。
He is our sphere, and we live in Him.
我们的生活不出基督以外。
Because our life will not go out of sphere.
不出神以外。
Not out of God.
神是我们生活的范围。
God is a sphere of our living.
除了这范围，我不做。
Other than this sphere, I wouldn't do.
不但如此啊。
Not only so.
使徒约翰也劝我们。
And also John tells us.
说小子们啊。
Is that little one?
你们要住在主里面。
You must dwell in the Lord.
为什么他要说这话
？Why did he say so?
他是个老年的使徒啊。
He was an old apostle.
在这几十年来，他服侍主啊。
But he stand all years having seven years.
他看见教会里面层层浮浮，来来去去，不晓多少人。
He saw all things that happened to the church.
这些人没有在主里面生根啊。
And he saw these people have not rooted in the Lord.
我今天奉主的名向你们传这个信息。
So tonight, in the name of the Lord, I preach this message to you.
弟兄们啊。
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
要住在主里面啊。
Dwell in the Lord.
你们要在主里面生根啊。
You have to root in the Lord.
让我们大家低头祷告。
Shall we pray then?